I'm Charles Lovejoy. I'm glad to come into your home this morning. I'm from the Smithsonian Church of Christ. We hope that we'll share with you the Word of God, that it will serve to strengthen you and serve to also provide for you an avenue to that you might be saved and you might become a member of the Church of Christ. You ought to come on down to the Smithsonian Church of Christ and fellowship with us and get to know you and you get to know us and you get to know Christ. This morning our lesson is coming from Acts 27 chapter. Around about verses 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except ye abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Our subject this morning is, except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Paul, Paul, he was a hard-fighting soldier, but here the in the early part of the chapter, we find, like in verse 21, after a long while, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sir, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me tonight an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, and saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God that I shall be even as it was told me. Paul finds himself warning them about the crew about going out into the sea at this time of the year. Paul was old shipman himself, and he warns them about the time of the year. As you know, Paul here he's a prisoner, he's still one of God's children. And in spite of his condition, he's still one of God's children. Paul then let his circumstances dictate who he was and who he believed in. He tells the centurion, we ought not, go out into the sea. But the centurion listened to the captain of the ship, and they pushed on out anyway. And then there come a mighty storm, a Euroclydon, and tempted on the sea, and they find themselves in troubled water. Water just slashing and thundering and lightning and everything, a powerful storm hit the ship. But Paul, he was an old prayer warrior. He had talked to God, and God had sent an angel, and God, the God whose I am and whom I serve, has told me that everything going to be all right. Lord have mercy. If you just listen to the man of God when he brings to you the word of God and to assure you that everything going to be all right. You see, if we abide in the ship, if you abide in the ship, you will be saved. And you got to understand on this life journey, you got to know when to get into the ship. Somebody out there is lost at sea, and somebody have drifting along the seashore, and somebody's in the sea of sin, and somebody need to know when to get into the ship. Somebody deaf might be knocking on the door. You need to know when to get into the ship. Somebody may be distressed or heartache, and you need to know when to get into the ship. Somebody is facing disappointments, or you need to know when to get into the ship. And that ship is Jesus. He is the ship. You need to know to get into the ship. But Paul found himself, out at sea, and he told him, if you abide in the ship, we're going to be all right. Trust in the Lord. Your valley may get low, but you need to abide in the ship. The mountains may get high, you need to abide in the ship. Your bank account may be showing insufficient funds. Lord, have mercy. Your finances may have gotten out of kilter. You need to abide in the ship. Lord, have mercy. Your high blood pressure, rheumatism, and arthritis may come to visit you, but you need to abide in the ship. You see, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And Paul, he trusted in God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great God of heaven. You see, he trusted in God, and he said he called on God in his time of distress, in his time of trouble, when that old ship was rocking, somebody's life rocking like that old ship. And you need to call on Jesus, you see. Paul predicted disaster, you see. But you, except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Lord have mercy. I want to tell you this morning, church, you see, Jesus built the church, you see, of Christ. You see, upon this rock I'll build my church. You see, the church, Christ died for the church. He gave his life for the church. He suffered for the church. He's God's only begotten son. He gave his life on Mount Calvary for the church. And that the church bear his name. He said, except you abide in the church of Christ, you cannot be saved. Jesus said, Mark 16 and 15, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. You need to come obeying the gospel of Christ. Get into the ship. Obey the gospel of Christ. You see, surrender to Christ and give your life to Christ and begin to live for him. You got to get in the ship. Somebody out there need to get into the ship. You need to come on down to the Smithsonian Church of Christ and say, Lord have mercy, I want to get in the ship. I want to be saved. You see, I want my name written in the roll book in heaven. I want a life everlasting. You see, I want an everlasting life. I want to go to heaven when I die. I want to be sure I'm in the ship. Lord have mercy, you ought to get into the ship. Paul said, except you abide in the ship, you can't be saved. Trust in Jesus. Obey him. There's trouble on the horizon. You need to be in the ship. Sickness knocking at your door. You need to be in the ship. Lord, I know that the God I serve, he'll stand by you. Stood by old Paul when he was in the ship. When he was a prisoner, they stood by him. Because he said, and they were getting ready to jump off board. And he said, Paul said, we got to stay in the ship. Sometimes somebody, folks be talking about, I got to leave the church. You need to stay in the church where salvation is, where redemption is, where Christ is, where God is, where the Holy Spirit is. That heaven might be your home. Trust in him. Abide in him. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. Become a now Christian. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm saved. I was sick, but now I'm well. I was guilty, but now I've been forgiven. I was hell-bound, but now I'm heaven-bound. Lord have mercy, I'm in the ship of Christ. I'm in the church of Christ, where salvation is, where deliverance is, where forgiveness is. Come on down to the Smithsonian Church of Christ and obey the gospel of Christ. Thank you.